Well, on the subject of water, it is one of those topics that always leaves me a little bit confused. Leasing, buying, entitlements, buybacks. There's a lot for irrigators to wrap their heads around, and unless you can manage your water efficiently, it can end up costing. So PIRZA has teamed up with some other collaborators to help primary producers understand the various water markets and manage them effectively. Ben Fee is from PIRZA and will be hosting one of the workshops. Hi Ben, how are you?
Very good. How are you, Stacey?
Not too bad, thanks. Ben, are most growers managing their water well?
We're seeing an upward curve. We're seeing that people who are running farms are tending toward their farm management more to, as a business, which is fantastic. That's what we're wanting to see. And water as an input to their business, you can definitely see that farmers are maturing with the water market as it matures as well.
Ben, as I mentioned in the introduction, you know, I often find water confusing. Is that the case for most people? I mean, how complex is the Aussie water market?
Yeah, well, the Murray-Darling Basin water market is the most mature market within Australia. And so there's been a period from the 60s where people have matured with that market. We've seen entitlements handed to farmers, and then over that time, they've had to manage their entitlements. We've obviously had the Basin Plan come through, which has meant that we've seen a rebalancing of the environmental and the productivity type water, as well as the critical human water needs. It does get super complex, but once again, as farmers are starting to work more and more into that real sort of agribusiness space, water as an asset within their business is being better understood. And it's a bit like a house, if you like. You've got a house that you can purchase, which is like the permanent water entitlement, or you've got a house that you could rent, which is a bit like the temporary allocation.
Mm.
And so you can trade the allocations per annum, and you can just buy them in, and you run relatively low risk on that, unless the prices suddenly jack up, for example, with a drought that happened back in sort of ending off in 2010. Or you've got your entitlement, which is a bit like, you know, safest houses. You've got that there. But sometimes it can become a bit sluggish, and you're then left with an asset on your books that might not be working enough for you. So we're working with ICEWARM, the International Centre of Excellence for Water Resource Management. We've got Rabobank. We've got JUNA, Department of Environment, Water, Natural Resources. We've also got AETHA, who are an economic advisory firm who've worked in the water space for a long time, who are coming together on the 3rd of July. We're at the Loxton Research Centre, the newly redeveloped Loxton Research Centre, to try and help demystify this space a bit and help some people get up to speed and sometimes, you know, help realise what that asset can actually do for them better.
I'm just looking at the pamphlet for the workshop here, Ben. It says that some of the things you'll be talking about at the workshop is helping growers get a better understanding of the connected nature of the southern Murray-Darling Basin and the industry dynamics across the region. Ben, why should growers have to know about that?
Well, it's interesting. I just heard the back end of the citrus side of things. I mean, the markets are just fascinating. You see that only a little while ago, unfortunately, citrus growers were pulling trees out, and now we're seeing just, you know, amazing prices globally and largely to do with the links with China. So this context setting is really important for any farmer, especially with permanent crops. When you're looking at, you know, long lead times, you've got the crops in the ground for a long time, you need to be making decisions which are 5-10 year ahead type decisions, which is not easy for any business, but it's really where we need to be.
Mm.
So the days of just growing a crop and then just, you know, handing them over wholesale to the distributors are still there, but the more informed farmers are making those longer term decisions based on market trends. And water's the same kind of thing. So you've got your crop commodity, but you've also got water where there's a market and you can see through long term climate projections and other bits and pieces. Obviously, basin plan policy implementation, those things will impact on every one of those elements of your business. So we want to sort of come out to the macro a bit and provide some context setting, which includes some of the basin sort of level considerations around policies with the basin plan and the rest, the market, but also some of the commodity considerations to do with ag, because water is just an input that allows you to achieve, you know, hopefully, a decent profit.
Yes,
really.
A good outcome. Ben, you're also talking about what banks consider when assessing water security and primary production risks. How cautious are banks when it comes to assessing growers' water assets?
Well, it's fascinating. Again, I think we've all gone on a big learning curve, and for myself in particular, as program manager of the SA River Murray Sustainability Program, we've had the the irrigation industry improvement program out there, $240 million, to get 40 gigalitres back to the basin plan. With that, we've seen banks playing that security role. They've often had security over water assets, and more and more our discussions have been with banks around, you know, how they can possibly release those water restrictions, the restrictions over the water asset, to help farmers actually realise, you know, the funding that we could give them. And I think the conversations are evolving right throughout, and banks now do value, obviously, that water asset, but now are starting to value it more and more as it's written up as a separate asset to the land. It's no longer tied to the land in the bank's thinking, which is great because it gives far more flexibility for the owners of that entitlement and the banks then to play that off against other assets. So it becomes a bit more, pardon the pun, liquid, if that makes sense.
Yes, of course. And just bouncing back to market conditions, Ben, as we head towards the news at 9 o'clock, will you be giving an update on what the water market looks like for the next year?
Yeah, we will. Look, we'll dig down into the depths of it as people ask questions, but we'll provide a bit of an overlay. And look, I'm sure there'll be people in the audience who are far more informed than us, so it's a great opportunity for people to participate either from a really strong knowledge position or from perhaps less knowledgeable position, and together we'll hopefully help everyone out to realise their water assets and manage it a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm talking to Ben Fee from PIRSA. Ben, where is it on and what time?
Yeah, thanks. It's at 9:45 a.m. at the Loxton Research Centre, which is just on the outskirts of Loxton heading toward Berry.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the 3rd of July, so we'll have Icewarm, Rabobank, we'll have Juna, Department of Environment, Water and Natural Resources, PIRSA, and also AIFA there. So there's a fair whack of expertise there on the 3rd of July at the Loxton Research Centre.
You've also got Alistair Walsh from Waterfind. Has he stepped down from his role as CEO there?
Moved on. I think he might be realising some other big opportunities. So,
right.
It's great to have him. I mean, Waterfind is one of the premier water trading companies in Australia, and what Alistair doesn't know about water isn't worth knowing.
Okay. Ben, it sounds like a great day. How do people book for this workshop?
Sure. They just need to go onto the Icewarm website, mm-hmm. which is ICEWARM.
Mm-hmm.
And you just click on the short courses link, you'll find your way there to the Water Asset Workshop, or you can contact Joel Vortman from Icewarm on 8236 5208. I'll just say it once again, 8236 5208.
All right, terrific. Ben Fee, thanks for your time. I hope it's a great day.
Thanks a lot, Stacey.
Ben Fee from PIRSA, that number again, 8236 5208.